This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Got a smorgasbord of information. Good, bad, and indifferent. Stuff that's going to make you crazy. Well, I hope it, if it doesn't make you crazy, then you're in a coma and you're not paying attention. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Very much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat. On the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. I really do believe in involvement. I really do believe that you guys need to be involved. You need to help me understand. You need to help pushing me forward, poking me and prodding me to make sure I get the real information or the right information / real information out there. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE if you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-732-5563. And I really do, you know, head up to the website. Give me your email address. I send out an email a week. I let you know who's going to be on the show, topics we're going to be discussing, that kind of stuff. And the only way to get involved, really, you know, I talk about this on a regular basis. Get with your other friend. I mean, get with the other, I don't know, what are we going to call them? Talkers, friends, whatever. I got to tell you, I get the biggest kick out of you guys when you first come into the chat room. And I don't mean that in a bad, I really don't mean that in a bad way. I really get a kick out of it because, you know, I watch what you say and you're doing with each other. And it's like it's old home week. I mean, everybody's kind of like family in the chat room. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be part of the conversation, part of the fun, if you would. All right, let's just get to it. So, a DACA recipient devastates the Dems, tells national audience why Trump... Now, hear this. This is a DACA recipient telling Trump why he's right and we're wrong. Oh, come on. I hate when this thing does this. All right. So a beneficiary of a former, what the heck's his name? See, I can't even get his name off my tongue.
Obama.
That's, yeah, really, you had to ruin the night, didn't you?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Anyhow. So the beneficiary former President Barack Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program recently shared his thoughts on the President Donald Trump, and the Democrats are going to hate him. Everything he has to stand with, right? So Hilary Yazaz, a Mexican native who was brought here in America when he was one, appeared on Fox and Friends on Saturday. Yannis had nothing but good things to say about Trump and his plans to secure the border or to make it better. Can you believe this? At the end of the day, here's a guy who wants to provide a pathway to citizenship for myself. And, you know, really make a difference in my life. Think about something. President Trump didn't say, throw them all out, get rid of them, that's it, I'm done, they're over. No, he doubled the number the Dems wanted. He gave them a path to citizenship, and the Dems still fought him on it. Why? Because you're going to hurt the DACA kids or people or whatever they're called. But there are many. This isn't the only guy. But there are many that have come out and said, he's right. You can't just keep letting this go this way. You got to stop the car to fix the tire, right? Now, he even called out the Democratic Party, right? Because they're using illegal immigrants to further their own agenda. Now, here's a guy who would benefit greatly in his world if the Democrats were in control. Right? But he's calling them out. He doesn't like the way he wants. You know, I always say the same thing. I wouldn't mind losing my race. You know, if I'm running for office, I wouldn't mind losing my race as much if I knew the fight was clean, the arguments were clean, there was no cheating that went on, and nobody got an upper hand because of who they knew. But he says the Democratic leadership, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, really have no clear message. We've been confused, I think, at the end of the day. They really, really, really have been using us as pawns in their game. Now, do you think that others don't get it? Or do you think that others don't care? They want what they want, right? Think about this. More DACA recipients knew what Inez knows. It would help create a more secure border. And then people like myself and you and others would say, okay, these guys want an innocent, they want a real shot at citizenship. They want to change it. They want to do it the right way. You and I'm not going to necessarily speak for all of you, but you and I would be looking, I would hope, that we look at this a little differently. Right? So, it's the Dems need to own this one. The Dems need to understand that this is on them. They had the opportunity to do this. They had the opportunity. You know what? What's really funny is what Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer haven't figured out yet, even though they've been nailed with it a few times. And even our Republican friends, read the art of the deal. What are you waiting for? Do you buy your car and then go read the book that says, learn how to negotiate for a new car? Look at everything the man is doing. Yes, he is approaching everything like he's running a business. So what? If he does well at it, I don't care. But Pelosi and Schumer have not read the art of the deal. They don't see what he's done to them, how he snipped their legs out from underneath them. Yanez said that we've been confused. I think at the end of the day, they've been using us as pawns. So, don't think Pelosi and Schumer have been using you for pawns. Come back, we'll talk about Jimmy Kimmel, who doesn't remember his early days and how he treated women. And he's never apologized. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID. RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The real side with Joe Messina.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again. Just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American.
Well, if you're not proud to be an American, this may not be the show for you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you have spent. You know, this just ended. FBI's Andrew McCabe has been fired. Now, I got to tell you something. I think one of the reasons they fired him, even though other than the fact that he was, like, dead to rights guilty, I just think they knew there would be rioting in the streets if they let this guy go. There'd be rioting in the streets. And I'll tell you what, I'm not convinced that this is it and this is the end. Remember, he's a civil service employee. He's got protection. And he's not going to let this go easy. He's not going to not fight this. He's not going to just walk away. Now, what I'm hoping they do, and maybe somebody's figured this out, I don't know. I haven't found anybody smart enough up there to give me that kind of good feeling, if you would. But I'm thinking maybe they can go to him and say, look, we can reverse all of this. We can give you, like, special dispensation or something. Give us the goods. Tell us what happened. Tell us exactly what went down, you know, with who, how, where, and when. And will we consider firing you or not firing you or whatever? Do you know what I'm saying? Quite irritating. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Jimmy Kimmel has what I always refer to as selective recall. Matter of fact, most Dems, most of these people have selective recall. They're in Hollywood and in D.C. for that matter. Now, if I said one of the reasons I believe that the Dems hate the Internet so much, or they hate that they don't have so much control, is it's very hard to hide everything on the Internet. Now, Jimmy Kimmel, you know, there's been a meme that's been running around on the Internet. And it shows how Jimmy looked at women in 2003 and 4 and 5 and right around there. Jimmy Kimmel and a friend of his used to do a show. It's called The Man Show. Now, you think that show would go over today? Do you think that show would have been, boycotted and everything else today? Probably, very much. And one of his major features was girls jumping on trampolines. What do you think that was all about?
Exercise.
Sure. I've got a bridge I'd like you to purchase. So, Jimmy, as he's now telling us, and now lecturing us on sexism. Think about that. So he has these big, busted, scantily clad, barely underwearing women jumping on trampolines and showing that. Right? And you think about it. You think about what's going on here. And then he used to do these segments. I'm having a hard time with this because I'm trying to keep it clean while I talk about it. So he has these segments where he goes up to, you know, perfect strangers, but they know who he is. They know who Jimmy Kimmel is at the time. And he's got girls searching for stuff in his pocket. Front pockets, not back pockets. All right? And telling them what to look for and what direction to head in. All right? I mean, only women. Doesn't invite any guys to do it. Wouldn't that be a form of sexism? He's never apologized for those. He's never said anything about those things. Right? Now, the left hates to be called out, yet they constantly poke at us about their moral superiority. They define virtue down to the things that they are currently hashtag are trending, or the values that confirm to the leftist their, I hate this word, intersectional policies. But the goalposts keep shifting. And they forget about their own past while they go looking for things that'll damage their political opponents. So apparently, it's what I've always said, they don't want equality, they want dominance. They want control. And it doesn't matter what they did, because nothing they do is wrong or bad. And I'm glad that somebody is riding this guy on a regular basis. Women need to be respected, they heard, and not treated as props by sexist slobs like you. You know, Doug Giles is the best-selling author We had his daughter on the other night, right? Yeah. You got to pick up her book. She has a Don't Be a Me Too, be a what did you call it? A warrior chick?
Yes.
I'm just careful. I don't want to. We've so, you know, I work with young men, and I have someone left of Petrified that I do work with young men. But I work with young men to try to teach them how to be husbands, fathers, community leaders, kind of truly take their rightful place in society. You know, you look at a lot of these left-leaning causes, left-leaning leaders, and they find young people, they put them out front with their energy level. It's always, they always toe the party line. They always speak in party platitudes. I'd like to know what their thought is. I'd like to know what they truly think about something. You know, the thing that was lost on the marches the other night was real simple. What part of that was from the heart, and what part of it was the party, the Soros byline, if you would. I'm curious. It's quite irritating. Because it shouldn't be, it really shouldn't be that hard to sift through or think about. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend on the air, in the chat room, and working with me very much. The Shaquille O'Neal, well-respected guy, you know, where he came from, how he grew up, what he's doing now to give back to the community. How many of these guys you see actually give back to the community? I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes. We're going to be talking about the Shaq. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson.
Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. It's Earth, Wind, and Fire Friday. Look at that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And I do so much appreciate the time you spend with us. Look, I want to jump right into this because this is a great... This will be a great segment piece. It'll make you sick, but it's a great segment piece. Some of you won't be able to hear it. If you're watching us via Facebook or YouTube or one of those places, you'll be able to see it. But the bunch of boys and girls trying to explain, very young kids, trying to explain what a boy is. Shouldn't be that tough, right? But because we browbeat these kids, because we won't allow them to truly express themselves, to truly express who they are, they have no idea. They don't know what to do. They don't even know what to say. Take a listen.
To be a boy.
What does it mean to be a boy, in your opinion?
To be strong, to not cry.
To be tough, athletic.
To be confident and to always keep your head up and be optimistic.
It doesn't just mean like you're born a boy, you are a boy.
You can switch genders and go to a girl if you're a boy.
Being a boy is a lot harder than some people may think.
Boys are told to, like, play sports and be tough. So that's what a lot of people think it means, but I just think it means that you look different than girls do.
You may have different hair or different body parts.
I don't really know what it means to be a boy besides physical attributes. That's pretty much it.
You don't think there's anything else?
Like, hormones.
Girls have different things on their body.
I want you to notice the age of these kids. I want you to see how young these kids are. Did you know what a hormone was? What do you think those kids are? Oh, no, wait, it says right there. Age 5. No, that's not right. Age 8. This kid's 8 years old. Did you know what a hormone was at 8? I didn't know what a hormone. Could have been a bug for all I knew.
Bodies and have the advantage of different things like being pregnant.
besides anatomy, what's the number one thing?
You know what's funny about that? He said the advantage of being pregnant. There are some women who don't think that that's an advantage.
That makes boys and girls different in your mind.
I just think that the way that people think they're supposed to be,
whatever, like, the stereotype is, you watch sports, you're rough and aggressive and whatever. Girls.
I guess I'm only a half a boy, because I don't really watch sports. I do it sometimes to aggravate other people, but I don't watch sports as a norm.
They play with dollies, and boys, they play rough.
A lot of my friends that are girls don't even like dolls. In fact, they're scared of them, and they'd rather, like, play in the dirt.
Most boys think girls are all about makeup.
Both of my girls played in the dirt. They knew they were girls. They were fine being girls, but nobody told them, not even Daddy, that you couldn't play in the dirt.
Dresses and, like, sleepover parties and stuff.
Some people think girls are just baby-making machines that stay at home and...
Okay, this young lady... has definitely been indoctrinated, has she not? Baby-making machines. I don't even think I ever used that term in front of my kids, or I'm not so sure they would have even known to use that term about anything at, you know, 7, 8, 9, whatever. Who do you think this young lady picked up baby-making machines from? Help me understand.
Are just housewives. Like, I've seen pictures on the internet.
Have you ever heard me to refer to any woman as just a housewife? I don't know where they get this. I mean, I guess it makes them feel good. You know, it makes them feel like they're, I don't know. I don't know what it makes them feel. What's irritating for me is this is not what we teach our young ladies. Conservatives do not teach their young girls those kind of things. These terminologies that they're coming up with on this.
Of cleaning kits for girls that aren't sold for boys, like a pink mop that girls can...
Who sells a cleaning kit? Is there a cleaning kit like that around somewhere? The cleaning kit for everybody? Guess what it's got? It's got a bucket... Clorox, you know, window wash, scrub brush. I mean, it's everybody cleans the same way.
Can push around. It's very... I don't like it.
Boys have superheroes, like, outfits and Legos, and then the girls are all Barbie or baby dolls.
And last I checked, boys had dolls, too. They're called G.I. Joes. Okay, and superheroes, are you serious? Girls don't have superheroes? I guess Wonder Woman, Supergirl, Batgirl, those aren't superheroes at all. And then, really, why are those your superheroes? Why aren't your superheroes true women from the past? I'm just curious. I watched my granddaughter walk around. What was she? She had a Batman outfit on, right? Yeah, she got Batgirl in her case. And it was a Batgirl outfit because I don't think Batman wore a tutu, did he?
No, she called it Batman Girl.
Oh, she was Batman Girl. Okay, I'm sorry. Well, there you go. Actually, she was in that transgender moment for, I guess, that's a transgender bat.
And princesses, society, like, planted that image in their brain. Like, you're supposed to do this, and you are supposed to do this. I don't really think it matters, like, if you consider, like, girl stuff and boy stuff, because everyone does their own thing, and it doesn't really matter.
We're all human, so I just feel like there's no point in saying you're a girl, you're a boy. That's it.
You see what they're doing? This is your fault. You see what they've done? I'm going to say it again. I know I irritate the crud out of some of you when I do this. This is your fault. And the reason I say it's your fault, your kids raised these kids. Right? There's no norm. Well, there is a norm. Especially for us Christians. Especially for those people with religious backgrounds. Of course there's a norm. There's an order to things. There's not a dictatorial order to things, but there's an order to things. Right? So, you know, I know some of you can get really irritated, but why shouldn't men
little boys be taught to grow up and take care of their families? Why shouldn't they be taught to grow up and be a father, be a husband? Why shouldn't they? Because you're going to say, well, Messina, your traditional value of what a husband or father should be may not be everybody else's. You're right. But I'm going to harp on something I've been talking about for weeks now. You guys that think that everything is equal no matter what it is, and listen, my wife's not any less or more of a person than I am. But do we not all have different jobs and different places and different things to do? I don't think I've ever told her your place is in the kitchen, barefoot, pregnant, and cleaning. I never told my girls that either. They can be anything they want to be. They can be a professional. They can be a cash register person. I don't care what they are, as long as they're happy in what they're doing, right? But see, what you keep trying to do to little boys and men is you're trying to demasculinate them. See, I can make up words, too. You guys do it, so I'm going to do it. We want to work. It's in our DNA to work. It's in our DNA to provide. It's in our DNA to protect our families. And you wonder why these young people are so confused that they show up at schools and start shooting the place up. You're not giving them any foundation. There's no foundation to real life and real issues. When anything goes, whatever it goes, and there's no guidelines, there's no anything, what are they supposed to aspire to? They have nothing. Be anything you want to be. Be what you, except if you want to be a man who wants to be a father, who wants to be a husband, who wants to take care of his kids and raise them in a traditional family way, no, you can't be that. If you want to be a man that identifies as a woman and wants to marry another woman in a family, who wants to raise kids that are just humankind and not male or females, and they can dress and act and be anything they want to do, then, hey, you're into the club. You win. It's confusion. To my Christian friends, God is not the author of confusion. That's biblical. What do you got? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on VCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really, 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 really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. Dale, why don't you tell us? We cannot celebrate anything unless you tell us what's going on. This goes out for Dale. You know, if you tell me when your birthday is, then listen, let's not get crazy about it. I don't want to do this 15 times a night. But if you got a birthday, let us know, because this goes out to you. Okay, everybody got to wish Dale a happy birthday, because I can't do this for 5 hours. Happy birthday, Dale. Appreciate your time in the chat room. Believe me, you'd rather have Paul singing it to you, not me. Would not be a good thing. We'd clear the room, guaranteed. Where's the cake, Dale? Send me a piece, because I know you're going to have some. Come on, you can tell me. I'm Joe Messina, your host, so always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. I know everybody says it, I mean it. No joke, I mean it. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being involved in the conversation as a whole. Because you really don't know what's going on. You know, unless we get involved with each other, unless we know what each other is doing and what's happening, you really, you know, that Facebook thing, we're not really friends. I hope you know that. You don't become a friend because you click a button. You become a friend because we get to know each other. We get to know about each other, that kind of thing. And we should be learning about each other. Especially, look, we're hanging out in these rooms, in these chat rooms. You're hanging out with me a couple hours a night. I mean, don't you want to know something about me? Just a little bit? No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just truly being part of the whole conversation. Right? Because it's really easy to kind of be engaged part-time. Anyway, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. What the heck was I talking about before the break? Oh, yeah. Takes me a minute to catch up. Shaquille O'Neal. Now, I don't know if you guys know this, but Shaq actually went and he's always wanted to be a cop, always wanted to be a police officer. And he went with his own dollars. He paid for his own police academy. He paid for whatever the extra insurance would be to have him ride along and help out. He paid for all that stuff himself. And why is he doing this? Because he doesn't want to play cop. That's not what he wants to do. But Shaq wants to be sheriff eventually. Now, he's been a longtime friend of the police. He's running for sheriff in Georgia in 2020. He was named as honorary officer after completing an unofficial police academy program in 2016. Right, he's outspoken on police rights. He believes that we should protect them better. We should pay them more. So it's no surprise that when Shaq heard about all the school shootings and what's going on in the walkout, he had something to say about it. In an interview on WABC Radio, he said the government should give the law enforcement more money. You have more money, you recruit more people, and the guys that are not ready to go on the streets, you put them in front of the schools. You put them in front of the schools, you put them behind the schools, you put them inside the schools. We need more information. We need more money. He said, I'd also like to see more police in the inner cities and in the private schools. O'Neill points out that the prevalence of weapons already on the street would make the ban counterproductive. And he said it would make the black market explode in a positive way. There's a lot of those weapons already on the street, Shaq says. So it's not like if you say, okay, these weapons are banned, people are going to, you know, oh man, let me turn these in. I don't want to break the law. He said, dude, that's not going to happen. I'm using his words in most of these cases. Right? He said, once you ban them, they're going to become a collector's item. And you're going to have people underground. And they're going to, you know, maybe they were $2,000 at first. Now they're going to be $9,000 for a gun. And people are going to find a way to come up with the money to get them. And you think we already have a lot of people in jail now in California? Please. The ban on semi-automatic weapons is one that has largely been supported by law enforcement, particularly after the shooting in Parkland. Right now, O'Neill, who lives in Fort Lauderdale, said that the massacre at Majority Stoneham and Douglas High School, which resulted in 17 deaths, touched him very closely. He said, it was a very sad incident. Close to my heart, I actually live in Fort Lauderdale. He said, I actually knew the sheriff, called him and told him he did a wonderful job. Students staged a walkout of the schools on Wednesday to protest violence in the schools. Now, O'Neill supported a walkout. He said, I wish I could join them, but, you know, hopefully it sends a message to the powers that be, he said, because we have to stop this. I would like to see tougher background checks if you can't protect our children in school. Where are they safe? Right? Now, Florida passed a law to make it tougher to get a gun. Oh, boy. But you know what? What kind of background checks are you suggesting? That's what I want to know. Because you know what the Obama administration did, right? Are you guys familiar or aware The Mr. Oblamo purged over 500,000, half a million fugitives from the gun background check system. So even if they went in today, you wouldn't know that they had a problem. You wouldn't know they were fugitives. You wouldn't know any of this. Because the gun background checks, as they stand now, they only check criteria at the DOJ level. Right? There's not this massive interweb of databases where they grab information from all these all these law enforcement groups. Doesn't work that way. During a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing this week on Capitol Hill, the FBI Deputy Director, David Bowditch, revealed the Obama Justice Department purged more than 500,000 fugitives from the federal gun background check system. Now, why would you do that? Come on, think about it. What would the only thing that would cause? What it would cause is people who shouldn't have guns to have guns. And then you could blame it on the guns, not on the fact that the federal government screwed up, whether it's on purpose or by accident, by wiping out 500,000 records, 500,000 names. Now, they said they wiped them out, and these are fugitives with outstanding arrest warrants. Now, they say they wiped it out because... Now, you ready for this one? Now, don't get excited. Because you would think it's the federal government. They should have a very strong and concise and clear reason as to why they would do something like this. But the names of these fugitives with outstanding arrest warrants were removed from the database because they may have fled across state lines. I'm sorry. I'm confused. So what? If they moved across state lines, so what? The feds are without state lines. The feds operate countrywide. They're trying to cause chaos. That's what I'm saying. They're working at causing chaos. That was a decision that was made under the previous administration. It was the Department of Justice's legal counsel that reviewed the law and believed that needed to be interpreted so that if someone was a fugitive in a state, there had to be indications that they had crossed state lines. Otherwise, they're not known to be a fugitive under the law, at least the way that it's interpreted now. But here's a few things that are kind of confusing. Arrest warrants don't disappear when a fugitive crosses a state line, and neither does their violent criminal history. If a criminal flees from Texas through New Mexico and in Arizona, he or she is still a fugitive. Right? It's that state. Now, every state has U.S. Marshals in them to deal with this kind of thing. They work with the Department of Justice, and they're specifically tasked, one of their major tasks, is to deal with these fugitives who cross state lines because they have multi-state jurisdictions. So it's a lame excuse. Why would Obama do that? Why would his administration do that? You want to know why? Because they knew what was coming. They wanted more damage done with guns. They wanted more shootings to happen. They wanted these guys to cause more trouble. Why? Then they can blame it on the guns, can't they? And give you a reason, or try to give you a reason, as to why guns should be banned. All things being equal, all things being fair, all things being upright, this would actually push me in the opposite direction. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Remember, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, the time you're involved in this. When we come back in the next hour, we're talking about an abortionist who said, babies can't scream while I abort them because I do something very special. Yep, the next hour will be the hour of sickness. That's Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.